Blog Talk Radio.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh. From a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Philosophy, because I love you. My name is King Andre Teasdell, also known as King Obadele. I am the giver and receiver of a deeper wisdom, the gift, in which I honor the divine in you and those who have come before us. For we all are here to be the bringers of Li. Here, the word perfectedly means seasoned, of ripeness, or of maturity. You are a life of purpose, full of purpose to live life purposefully. Purpose is the moving, living. Your life's living towards its fullest potential. But no one cares to challenge you towards this fullest potential because they say you must take responsibility for your own success. They say You must be responsible for your action and take the responsibility given you and show that responsibility as a badge of honor and respect it. Then respect all others around about you. They say, but nothing really matters until you say, until it is you who says enough. Grateful to have you here with me, and I am so happy to have you in this arena. It's funny. The key ingredient behind every situation is based on one of two things. Whether you say enough, whether you decide you want, or whether you decide you don't want.
Nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. that even matters.
Now
no more.
I change the song and make it to the final fall. Just repossess my fall by fall. Cause nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
You see, I tell you, you may not even know me, but I love you. And nothing even matters but that I love you. And what I feel is a love that is so surreal. Because I know who created the energy expresses itself as you. So, nothing really matters until you say it matters. Nothing even matters until you say you've had enough. Nothing even matters. Until you decide that love is what you need and that you need to express love through you. You see, life is really simple because it all boils down to what you want. And what you don't want. And it is these two things that must come to balance in order that there be that peace within, a special and powerful peace that surpasses all understanding by and through the overstanding that you and you alone have been uniquely designed for purpose to be fulfilled and then to be purposeful. You see, you have to decide to take responsibility. You have to decide to show that responsibility as a badge of honor and respect it, and then respect all others around about you. That has to be your decision. Not what they say, but what you say. And then you must challenge anything that stands against that which you have claimed. Now, I say, you and you alone have been uniquely designed for purpose to be purposeful and then fulfill. Now, be mindful here. I said fulfill. I did not say fill full. I said fulfill because even in this design of word structure, what I am saying is that you already have purpose within you. It is your mission to take that which only you can reach because it is in you. Take that purpose to fill, you see, because only you have been full of your uniquely designed purpose to bring that fruit of it, because this is what makes you feel alive and full. The difference I'm explaining here, that for anything to be filled full, that filling is a filling from an external source, which may force your leading down the wrong path, a dark alley, or a dead end. As an example, have you ever been driving a car so near to empty until it becomes critical to search out for fuel, but you have no idea where to refuel? Well, that has happened to me while motorbiking. But because I had a reserve tank, I wasn't able to turn a switch to apply what I have already within. You see, when you are full, you can fill. But when you are not full, you have to search to be filled. So to give, to revigor, you must recognize that it is already within you. Already.
Everything you know it. King already, you know it. My body told by the king body. Body gon' shine, bling, bling body. Calling all the shots, ring, ring body. Crown on your head, got a king body. Don't live the king, you a king, you know it. King already, my baby, you know it. Top everything, everything, you know it. King already, you know it. Shine already, it's time already. Align already, it's time already. Shine already, it's time already.
I'm
body. How they gon' shine, bling, bling, body. Calling all the shots, ring, ring, body. Crown on your head, got a king body. Don't let the king, you a king, you know it. King already, my baby, you know it. Top everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it.
No, royalty said, don't you know, no, no. Try to stop it, miss it, go, 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 go. Bubble up and watch it, go, 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 go.
Diamonds on my fist, fighting demons, y'all. Come and rest your head, take your crown off. Woke up in the phone, need to take it slow. Said I'm moving too fast, need to take it slow. Take it slow, take it slow. Trying to take my baby home. Take it slow,
Remember who you are. Real king always me no. Give a be better. I show your people my love. It's like my ready, I say it's like my ready. It's like my ready, I say it's like my ready. Calling you got the remedy, I say you got the remedy. Shine your body, shine your body.
Be your own king, make your body come rule your world. Yo, 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 yo.
Be your own king, make your body come rule your world.
Come rule your world, yo, 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 yo.
Be your own king, make your body come rule your world. Long live the king, you a king, you know it. Stop everything, everything, you know it. Show them the will, you know it, you know it, you know it.
You see, very few understand a man by the name of Judge Thomas Troward. Or Dr. Miles Monroe. Troward says, divine operation is always for expansion and fuller expression. Monroe says, God places your gift or your purpose inside of you, so not to lose it. But if you have been programmed to believe it is not within you, you will continually look in the wrong places, not finding until you just give up looking. And that is a dirty trick. You must understand the purpose of the fish is to swim. And the purpose is inside the fish. You must understand that inside of you is purpose. And for you to discover purpose, you need to go within to capture that purpose. So, to take the fish out of its element, die. But the purpose of the fish is born within the fish. The purpose of divine operation is always for expansion and fuller expression. So the oak and the pine tree fulfill its purpose of expansion by producing the acorn for the oak and the pine cone for the pine tree. Why? For divine operation. Because divine operation is always for expansion and fuller expression. You are here for a reason and a purpose. Nothing block you from that. And yet, it is the purpose of the acorn to produce an oak. Why? Because the purpose is already inside the acorn. The purpose is already inside the pine. The purpose is already inside the fish to swim. And the purpose is already inside of you. The purpose is inside of us. You see, the fish didn't go to swim school to learn to swim. To swim was already inside the fish. This is by divine design. But the thief only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And its thinking is totally distorted and convicted in its belief that if he, your accuser, cannot have you, then nobody can. Genitor of life. Corrupt thought is the progenitor of death. Life is filled with purpose, and the thief awaits to steal it all from you. And for some reason, I'm going to play Childish Gambino because he has this song called This Is America. We just had Columbus Day, and a lot of people have some concerns about that because how do you discover that is already possessed unless you are possessed by something else?
I gotta carry him. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. Yeah, I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah.
Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna get it.
Watch me move.
This is belly. That's cool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak.
Black.
Ooh, know that.
Yeah, know that.
Ooh,
get it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Work it. 100 bands.
Contraband.
I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka. Blow.
Ooh, America. I just checked my following. Listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
Yeah, Yes, yes, this is America, the global hodgepodge of everywhere on this planet. Yes, it is. Yet, each of us are here in this living, in this conscious awareness of what we are facing in a dimension of battlefield consciousness. And when it comes up against any of us, we must have a protection that will shield us from those attacks when they occur. Don't get it twisted. Deception and fear are the two greatest tools against our conscious minds and what is called our subconscious. But these tools are the tools that the unseen enemy uses. And the unseen enemy is more than real. And it doesn't want to see any of us as conquerors over its schemes to separate and destroy. Your purpose is tied to the love power of your soul and the life you choose to express. You see, the love power of the souls of life is within you. We each are here because we are the continuation of creation. Each of us are here as a 7.8 billion piece puzzle. And if the pieces of the puzzle are stolen, lost, or missing, well then, the puzzle becomes incomplete or possibly unsolvable. Especially if all necessary information and knowing is not shared with all parties involved. Because, you see, the sharing is the key component in identifying what is required in the bringing of solutions to attain a higher quality of love, living life in everyone. You see, separation is a deceptive tool that plays with your mind to make you believe the delusion that we are not one. But people, look at what's happened here. Look at what's happened. The global pandemic is global. The pain of George Floyd is global. Do you not hear him call for his mother? Come on, people. You got to remember, expansion and fuller expression is key, because the continuation of creation is eternal. But then there is opposition and confrontation and its challengers. You see, life purpose is not a career. Life purpose is not vacation. Life purpose is passion. And the priestess spoke again and said, "Speak to us of reason and passion." And the prophet answered, saying, "Your soul is oftentimes a battlefield upon which your reason and your judgment wage war against your passion and your appetite. Would that I could be the peacemaker in your soul, that I might turn the discord and the rivalry of your elements into oneness and melody. But how shall I, unless you yourselves be also peacemakers. Nay, the lovers of all your elements. Your reason and your passion are the rudder and the sails of your seafaring soul. If either your sail or your rudder be broken, you can but tossed and drift, or else be held at a standstill in mid-seas. For reason, ruling alone, is a force unconfined. For reason, ruling alone, is a force confining. Passion, unattended, is a flame that burns to its own destruction. Its own destruction. Therefore, let your soul exalt your reason to the height of passion, that it may sing, and let it direct your passion with reason, that your passion may live through its own daily resurrection, and like the phoenix, rise above its own ashes. I would have you consider your judgment and your appetite, even as you would two loved guests in your house. Surely, you would not honor one guest above the other. For he who is more mindful of one loses the love and the faith of both. Among the hills, cool shade of the white poplars, sharing the peace and serenity of distant fields and meadows, then let your heart say in silence, God, rest in reason. And when the storm comes and the mighty winds shake the forest, the thunder and lightning proclaim the majesty, die. Then let your heart say in awe, God moves in passion. And since you are a breath in God's sphere, and a leaf in God's forest, you too should rest in reason and move in passion. People, my love for you is deep and strong. I have just read from Khalil Gibran, the prophet. Your heart feels and knows the words that were spoken, for it tells us of pain as well. And it says your pain is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. Even as the stone of the fruit must break, that its heart may stand in the sun, so must you know pain. And could you keep your heart in wonder at the daily miracles of your life? Your pain would not seem less wondrous than your joy, and you would accept the seasons of your heart, even as you have always accepted the seasons that pass over your fields. And you would watch with serenity through the winters of your grief. Much of your pain is self-chosen. It is the bitter portion by which the physician within you heals your sick yourself. Therefore, trust the physician and drink his remedy in silence and tranquility. For his hand, though heavy and hard, is guided by the tender hand of the unseen. And the cup he brings, though it burn your lips, has been fashioned of the clay which the potter has moistened with his own sacred tears. Good night. Yes. With love, I bid you namaste. As we close with Michael Jackson's Earth Song. Remember, you are born in purpose, as purpose, and in you is purpose fulfilled.
What about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing fields? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping soul?
No.